The colleague of today's Mass on this feast day of St. Henry the Emperor speak to God, the Holy Trinity, who has helped this glorious saint to go from the enticements of this life, the power of this life, to the glories of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Of course, Henry was, first of all, Duke of Bavaria as a young boy, as a young man, and then soon enough he became the King of Germany and the Emperor, the Holy Roman Emperor, something which unfortunately is now basically history, but it could return if God so wills. He married a very holy young girl who also is a saint, Saint Cunegunda. And together they built up as much of Germany and of Europe as they could in the Holy Catholic faith. And they established the diocese or archdiocese of Bamberg, and they decided that all the income of that diocese, because every parish, every diocese, every country has income, but all the income that would go to that diocese, to the bishop or whatever, was going to go directly to the Pope. And so it was thus destined, at least for many years, maybe 100 years after his death. After that, of course, everything goes by ways. But they decided from the very first day that they had become betrothed that they were going to live a continent life. They were both to be virgins when they presented themselves to God the Almighty. Of course, who knows, maybe they could have had some children that could have been saints also, but maybe God gave them some kind of light that they realized that, like many others in the past, even through the Old Testament, when there is a very holy king, oftentimes the children at first are holy, and then they fall apart and they go away from God, like King Solomon, who is not a saint. And so they decided this, and they kept their promise. He died first, and he died in the year 1024. Just think, 1,000 years ago. And she died later on in the monastery, because once you're no longer in power and have responsibilities, there's nothing better to do than to devote your life, yourself totally and completely, to God. In the meantime, there was much money to be had by both of them, and a lot of it, if not all, went to the church, to build it like he did, to build the cathedral, the magnificent cathedral of Bamberg, where they are both buried side by side in the crypt. And they're not side by side this way, but this way, head to head, with a beautiful, beautiful tomb that shows their effigy in stone above the tomb. So he died in 1024. I don't know what day she died, but nevertheless, not much longer, I'm sure. And in the meantime, many countries and many places were enriched by their presence, by their teaching, and by their fortune. May they continue to bless us. And may St. Henry teach us to give up the things of this earth so that we can be part of the kingdom of heaven. In a very special way today, we ask prayers for our founding bishop, who is still in very, very delicate condition, and nobody can tell me what's going on now. I've asked Bishop Gracida. His feast day is today. He is Henry René Gracida. René, in Latin, Renatus, born again, was his name in religion, because he was a Benedictine monk before he became auxiliary bishop of Miami and then founding bishop of Pensacola, Tallahassee. So we pray for him. At 103, the best we can hope is for a holy death and a blissful eternity. But either way, we still hold him dear to our hearts. And if it were not for him, I would not be here. So pray for him, and pray for me too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.